This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The Los Angeles Coroner's Office says it needs more time before it issues a final ruling on Michael Jackson's cause of death. They have finished the autopsy, but today a coroner's spokesman said his office is waiting for a toxicology report that could take 4 to 6 weeks. That's important amid claims that Jackson was a heavy user of prescription drugs. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Dozens of fans surrounded Michael Jackson's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today as a giant floral wreath was placed by the pop singer's name. Fan Takesha Allen, wearing a crisp white dress shirt, black fedora, and one glove, sang Jackson's ballad, "You Are Not Alone," as others in the crowd joined in. She said Jackson has been the most influential man in music history.
From the songs, to the moves, to the look, I mean, you know, it's what it is. You can't deny legends. And this man was a legend.
While fans around the world mourn the loss of the pop icon, police continue their investigation into the circumstances of Jackson's sudden death. Today, the city released the 911 call made from inside Jackson's rented mansion in the posh Holmby Hills, L.A. neighborhood.
Paramedic 33, what is your emergency?
Yes, sir. I need an ambulance as soon as possible, sir.
The unidentified caller urged paramedics to hurry to Jackson's home.
He's not breathing, and we're trying to pump him, but he's not breathing, sir.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 50 years old, sir.
50. Okay.
The operator was beginning to instruct the caller how to do CPR, but was told there was a physician in the home already attempting to resuscitate Jackson.
But he's not responding to anything. He's not responding to CPR or anything, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, we're on our way there. If your guys are doing CPR, and you're instructed by a doctor, he has a higher authority than me. And he's there on scene.
Police reportedly are in the process of arranging an interview with Jackson's doctor. Press reports identify the physician as Conrad Murray, a cardiologist licensed to practice in California, Nevada, and Texas. Police emphasize that Murray is not a suspect, but last night they impounded his car and hauled it away from Jackson's home, where the doctor had been living. LAPD Detective Gus Villanueva says police are looking for evidence.
Michael Jackson's personal physician's car was impounded because we've not been able to interview him yet. And the car might contain medication or other evidence that could assist the coroner in determining the cause of death.
Late this afternoon, Craig Harvey, a spokesman for the L.A. County Coroner's Office, said that Jackson's autopsy had been completed.
There was no indication of any external trauma or any indication of foul play on the body of Mr. Jackson.
But Harvey said the coroner is waiting for results of toxicology and other tests before certifying the actual cause of death. Harvey did add that the coroner was aware that Jackson was taking prescription medication. Today, Jackson's longtime friend and attorney Brian Oxman said he's been worried about the large amount of drugs available to the pop star. Oxman says in 2007, Jackson was sued by a local pharmacist for prescription bills totaling more than $100,000.
It's pretty hard to spend $100,000 in a pharmacy in 13 months. He had this was one of his experiences and one of the things that was a matter of public record. I think most people were aware of that fact.
Oxman says he repeatedly warned the family that Jackson's drug use was dangerous and could be deadly.
I told the family that if Michael wound up dead, I would not be silent. I would not simply sit by and say nothing, that I would raise an alarm, and I think that Michael needed better care than what I think he's received.
Back on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, fans continue to surround Michael's star.
I really didn't think Michael Jackson could die. I thought he was invincible. I can't believe it. I really can't. I had no words for it.
Dominic McKinney says Jackson taught him how to dance, and he'll always love him for that. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.